This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I touched real briefly on oil yesterday, a bump in prices that I'd missed, higher on supply worries in hopes that maybe soonish we are going to start driving and flying and going places again. But 2020 put big oil through the ringer. ExxonMobil reported a loss all in of more than $22 billion. Royal Dutch Shell said today its profits dropped 71% last year from a year earlier. And if the pandemic wasn't enough, there is, as you know, a whole bunch of new momentum toward a less carbony future. So Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looked at the oil industry of the medium-term future.
It is not just Exxon and Shell. BP lost $5.7 billion last year. ConocoPhillips out $2.7. Chevron lost $5.5 billion. 2020 saw the steepest decline in oil demand in modern history.
They've been to hell and back.
Michael Lynch is president of Strategic Energy and Economic Research. More than 500 oil and gas-related companies declared bankruptcy last year. The survivors are taking a long, hard look at efficiency, according to Clark Sekchevsky with accounting firm BDO.
Finding the most effective way to get every molecule out of the ground.
Plus shutting down expensive wells, trimming investments in new ones. Lynch says the next few quarters should actually see modest profits.
People should be careful about thinking that the pandemic reflects a new normal.
But a very different normal is coming, a lower carbon normal. Europe has legally committed itself to being carbon neutral by 2050. The Biden administration has rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement. Dwayne Dixon leads U.S. oil, gas, and chemicals at Deloitte.
It's a transition. It's going to take a while. Nothing's going to happen overnight.
And different oil companies are getting ready for the future at different paces.
The cutting edge of this process, the first movers, are in Europe.
Pavel Molchanov is an energy analyst at Raymond James. British Petroleum, for example, has said it wants to ramp up investment in renewable energy tenfold.
The earlier companies can establish a foothold in these emerging opportunities, the better it will be, because you know, 5 years from now, it will be much more crowded and competitive.
American oil producers like Exxon and Chevron have been slower to make grand commitments, but they have time. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.